The Confluence Project is a proposed $85 million art center that would include dorms and classroom space for UW-Eau Claire students, as well as a public plaza. Businesses, city, and university officials have been talking about it since 2012, but after a citizens group got enough signatures to put the issue on the April ballot, two very organized and politically active camps have emerged. Dave Woods is a spokesman for the group Voters with Facts, which opposes a $5 million city contribution for the project.
And this should be a referendum that the voters get to decide whether we're going to be supporting it to that high of a level. And so I'm opposed to that, yes. And I would say everyone in our group is opposed to that kind of local property tax funding.
On the other side is Community for the Confluence, a group formed to get the project through the referendum. Along with its website and YouTube channel, the group is using text message reminders and a voter registration drive. Catherine Emmanuel is a volunteer with the group and an Eau Claire City Councilwoman. She says this is a full-on campaign to stop opponents from derailing the Confluence.
This is basically the only option left for a group of citizens to retroactively undo a modest pledge from the city of Eau Claire to pledge a small percentile of the overall cost towards the project.
The April 1st referendums will ask county voters whether they support spending $3.5 million for the project and will ask city voters whether there should be a referendum for any taxpayer-funded arts project over $1 million. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.